Last fall, the character Rich Uncle Pennybags from the Monopoly game showed up at the Equifax data breach hearing. Yesterday, Monopoly Man was back with monocle and bushy white mustache at the Senate hearing for acting Consumer Financial Protection Bureau Chief Mick Mulvaney. Earlier in the week, Monopoly Man switched outfits and donned a swirl of blue-green hair like a troll doll and was the Russian troll seen at Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg's Senate hearings. Amanda Werner is both characters. Amanda is with the nonprofit consumer rights advocacy group Public Justice. Amanda also formerly worked in Senator Elizabeth Warren's office, whose brainchild the CFPB was. Many Republicans want to either rein it in or do away with it. Amanda, your pictures of you as Monopoly Man are hilarious, directly behind Mulvaney, adjusting your monocle. But what do you want to say?
You know, I've got a lot to say. I think one reason I've taken the approach of kind of making a spectacle of myself is to actually steal away the spotlight from these lawmakers who want to grandstand in these hearings and then not pass any meaningful legislation. So hopefully by stealing their spotlight, I'm putting more pressure on them from their constituents to actually do their jobs.
Well, you know the debate over the CFPB. Let's just talk about that. Mm-hmm. Its supporters say it's taken on big banks and shady payday lenders, but Republicans who want to at least restructure it say it's rogue, it's not funded by Congress, it's run by a single director who can't be fired by the president. Here's Mick Mulvaney being questioned by North Carolina Republican Senator Tom Tillis.
I would expect that you came into this hearing with a heart rate of about 2, because you know damn well there's not a single thing that any one of us can do and hold you accountable for. Do you agree with that?
You can make me look bad, and that's about it.
So, Amanda, their point being they want more oversight. Your thoughts?
There actually is a part of the statute that establishes the CFPB where they can remove the director. It just has to be for cause. The Republicans in Congress like to try to act as if the CFPB is unaccountable and different from all the other regulators, when in reality, it's got the same standards that, you know, the OCC, the Fed, all of these other groups actually have to live up to.
Okay. Well, we have to move on to the Mark Zuckerberg hearing. You were there as well. You had this Russian troll outfit on, this blue and green swirly wig like a troll doll, and you were passing out Russian money.
I was just trying to buy a political ad.
Well, and this, you say it was personal for you.
Yes. Yeah. Actually, much like the Equifax data breach, my data was part of the, you know, 87 million Americans who were exposed to Cambridge Analytica in the last election. But one reason I wanted to show up specifically to Mark Zuckerberg is because he's allowed Russian trolls to run rampant on Facebook to the point where 126 million Americans were exposed to Russian propaganda during the election. Mm-hmm. You know, meanwhile, Donald Trump won the Electoral College by just 70,000 votes.
Well, you bring it to politics, and some people say this is just political. You worked for Senator Warren. Is it?
No, not at all. I actually have Trump supporters that follow me on Twitter, which is definitely interesting for me being a transgender person. But no, I don't think it's political at all. I think it's really more about the little guys versus the big guys.
Well, that's Amanda Werner, who is the Monopoly Man and the Russian troll that you see right behind the shoulders of some of these people being questioned in hearings. But how do you get into these things? You're dressed like a troll, for crying out loud. And how do you not? I mean, you do everything, I guess, legally.
Yeah. You know, I think the trick is that you have to know exactly what the rules are. You can wear, you know, outlandish clothes. You can have crazy hair. You can't wear a mask. So I just barely skirt the line. You know, technically a monocle is just a form of glasses.
Amanda, thank you. We'll keep looking for you.
Yeah, I'm not going away anytime soon.